You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
The Grace Series. Grace, John 3:16, King James Version. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's expand on this by reading it from the Amplified Bible. John 3:16, 17, Amplified Bible. For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave up his only begotten, unique Son, so that whoever believes in, trusts in, clings to, relies on, him shall not perish, come to destruction, be lost, but have eternal, everlasting life. For God did not send the Son into the world in order to judge, to reject, to condemn, to pass sentence on the world, but that the world might find salvation and be made safe and sound through him. Within the month of March, we look forward to the celebration of life. Here in central and southern Texas, we see the leaves coming on the trees, and green grass and flowers are erupting all over the landscape. It is new life after a period of death. This is what some people, lost people, just minimize with the words, the circle of life. But my dear friends, there is so much more to this than just the circle of life. Within the coming weeks, this is what we are looking at: grace, mercy, faith, hope, love, and new life in Christ. This series is what I like to call the Grace Series, because without God's grace, there would not be new life, but only death. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust, then out of those ashes other life would arise. No circle of life, but an absolute beginning with an absolute end. Grace. God's grace. For those who are interested in names, my middle name, Johannes, comes from the Greek spelling of this word, and our granddaughter's name, Hannah, Grace, is, like Johanna, a derivation of this Hebrew word that means God is gracious, as with the Hebrew name Evohanna, Johanna. God is gracious. We have been talking about God's gifts, charisma, to men through His Holy Spirit time and time again, and to be honest, we cannot stop talking about it. God's biggest gift, however, is His divine grace, the gift that we as Christians are pardoned for our sins, and instead of punishment until eternal death, eternal salvation is given to those who accept and believe in His Son, Jesus Christ. As we read in John 3:16, we read in the definition of this word grace. The Greek word charis, is often translated as grace in the New Testament. Charis conveys the idea of a free and unmerited favor or gift, an act of kindness and generosity, often with the implication of divine influence on the heart and its reflection in life. Grace can also be understood as God's favor and love bestowed upon humanity, even though it is undeserved. That grace, charis, which affords joy, pleasure, delight, sweetness, charm, loveliness, grace of speech, goodwill, loving kindness, favor of the merciful kindness by which God places His influence on our souls, turns them in grace to Christ, then in turn keeps them, strengthens them, and increases them in knowledge, affection, and kindness. Grace that is moving Christians to carry fruit, charismatic fruit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, God's fruit. Grace is a wonderful gift that has been extended to us through the love of God for mankind, through Jesus Christ. John 1:16, 17, Amplified Bible. For out of His fullness, abundance, we have all received, all had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace after another, and spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, and even favor upon favor and gift heaped upon gift. For while the law was given through Moses, grace, unearned, undeserved favor and spiritual blessing, and truth came through Jesus Christ. For all, but especially for us, grafted Jews into the tree of the root of Jesse, Gentiles, non-Jews, grace is so important. Without this grace, we would not even have known God. With that, God became the highest importance in our lives. As God said in the words to Moses and his people, Exodus 20, 2, 4, Amplified Bible. I am the Lord your God, who has brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before or besides me. You shall not make yourself any graven image to worship it, or any likeness of anything that is in the heavens above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. The Apostle Luke also repeated this for all of us in the story of the Good Samaritan, in which a lawyer asked Jesus what he needed to do to receive eternal life. Jesus said to him, "What is in the law? How does it say?" Luke 10:27, King James Version. And he answering said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." Jehovah, our God, is a just God, a God that has extended grace so many times that by now we would have already been so tired of it all. However, not our God. In Genesis, the Word of God reads, Genesis 6, 8, King James Version, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." It was, as seen so many times now, as it was in those days, people were inappropriate in their behavior, sexual and otherwise, corruption and other forms of wickedness, not respectable and right in God's eyes. Genesis 6, 11, 13, King James Version. "The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. But not Noah. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." God must be utterly sad seeing all these things transpire time and time again. This was not the reason for creation. The reason for creation was to please God. Revelation 4:10, 11, King James Version. "The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth for ever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." As men and women of God, as the body of Christ, we need to use the Holy Bible as an example, taking the life and teachings of Christ as our standard to live up to and keep our eyes focused on the finish line, a new life in eternity with Christ. We are not on this earth to please ourselves, find physical fulfillment in all we do, but we are on earth to please God, living our lives according to His directions and plan. As it was also with Jesus at Romans 15, 2, 4, Amplified Bible. "Let each one of us make it a practice to please, make happy, his neighbor for his good and for his true welfare, to edify him, to strengthen him and build him up spiritually. For Christ did not please himself, gave no thought to his own interests. But as it is written, the reproaches and abuses of those who reproached and abused you fell on me. For whatever was thus written in former days was written for our instruction, that by our steadfast and patient endurance and the encouragement drawn from the Scriptures, we might hold fast to and cherish hope. It is not pleasing to take abuse or to endure insults. The world has learned to use insults as a means to intimidate and malign the character of honest people like they did Christ. The world has learned to fight for personal survival and place self-interest at the top of its priorities in life. Following Christ is the best thing that somebody can do, but also Jesus said that it is not necessarily an easy life. Following Christ is pleasing God, and when pleasing God, His charis, grace, and grace gifts, charisma, are there in abundance for those who ask for it. As with Christ, Christians need to be open to extend His grace to all who are lost and seeking. We indeed are divided from days of old in groups by race, culture, profession, and what not more. We know, however, that the love of Christ, the love that opens up a roadway to salvation, a roadway to God, is for all. This is why, as Christians, we can set aside our differences, we can set aside our denominations, and say we are one church, one body, with one head, the Christ Jesus. This message is not as positively received by all. Jesus already said so many times. After Jesus spoke to the Samaritans, many believed him, but because they were seen as outcasts, others became angry with him. Now, after 2 days, he went to Galilee, his own home area, and people wanted to see the signs and miracles they heard of. John tells us, John 4:43-50, New International Version, 1984. After the 2 days, he left for Galilee. Now, Jesus himself had pointed out that a prophet has no honor in his own country. When he arrived in Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him. They had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, for they also had been there. Once more, he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine. And there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick at Capernaum. When this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. "Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders," Jesus told him, "you will never believe." The royal official said, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus replied, "You may go, your son will live." The man took Jesus at his word and departed. Following in the footsteps of Jesus by making a commitment to follow him gives you and me the power to overcome the differences, the sickness, the hate, and the pain, and a new life in abundance. Romans 15:5-6, Amplified Bible. "Now may the God who gives the power of patient endurance, steadfastness, and who supplies encouragement, grant you to live in such mutual harmony and such full sympathy with one another in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may, unanimously with united hearts and one voice, praise and glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah." Paul's message to the Romans was not to a church, but to a city where he would go later, and after so many things happened, where he would die. The Romans, however, as in all the cities and churches, were greatly encouraged by the word of God through the Apostle Paul. For us, when we go and celebrate with other believers this month, and the months and years to come, let us also not make any difference between brothers and sisters in the Lord. Let us show our mutual harmony and full sympathy with one another, as if Jesus Christ Himself is in our midst, and use our voices to praise and glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace is for all, but needs to be accepted and taken in faith. Many people look for signs and miracles, but it is the grace of God that carries us. It is His love, His loving kindness that extends out of His hand and into our hearts. That needs to be taken by faith, faith in God, faith in His words, faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. When this is done, no one is the same again. Amen. When you enjoyed this podcast, we will follow up in the next couple of weeks with mercy. Mercy is often translated from the Greek word elios, elios. It signifies compassion, pity, or clemency. Mercy is the act of forgiving or showing leniency towards someone who deserves punishment or harm. It is an essential attribute of God, demonstrating His willingness to forgive and show compassion to sinners. faith. The Greek word pistis, pistis, is translated as faith. It denotes trust, confidence, and belief in God and His promises. Faith is more than intellectual assent. It involves reliance and commitment to God, leading to a transformed life in accordance with His will. Hope. The Greek word elpis, elpis, means hope. It refers to a confident expectation and assurance of what is to come, particularly the fulfillment of God's promises. Hope is an anchor for the soul, providing stability and encouragement amidst life's challenges. Love. The Greek word agape, agape, is used for love in the New Testament. Agape is selfless, sacrificial, and unconditional love, reflecting the nature of God's love for humanity. It is the highest form of love, seeking the well-being of others without expecting anything in return.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.